So, so we came to the studio where this the films, these travelogues were shown. There were about six of them. And I remember the first one, it showed Massachusetts, you know, and it was the coast of Massachusetts and a lot of seagulls, you know, and the surf was thundering against the rocks. It was very beautiful. And Eric was delighted. He loved to do this kind of illustrative music. And so I think he did it very well, and you hear heard in the music the shrieking of the gulls and the thunder of the ocean. And when he played it then to the producer and the head of the department, we could see that something was wrong. And so then we heard that the man Fitzpatrick had said to the other, to the head there, that Eric being from Vienna didn't know how to paint Massachusetts. And anyway, he proposed that the music that should be underlying this should be the Blue Danube. And that's how that was so funny, you know, because he thought he wasn't Massachusetts enough to do it, and then he wanted the Blue Danube, and that was it. And the Blue Danube was then put into this particular thing. So this was our first encounter with the face of Hollywood that we hadn't known, you know. But after this, these first six pictures were done, he gained confidence, and then Eric could do what he wanted, you know, because he saw that the rest was very good and he hadn't interfered with the rest. Eric, of course, got for these pictures for composing and orchestrating $600. They were 10 minutes long each, and the union price of this would have been probably 6,000 or something like this at that time, because the especially the orchestration scoring prices were very high, and so the real reason Eric had been sought for and hired was that the chairman of the department wanted to get this so cheap, while he asked a tremendous price from the producer of this picture, and the rest went into his pocket. But of course, all these things we didn't know. Now, the contract was still not signed with MGM, and that was, so to say, on the side, but at least we had $600 in our hand and could live, you know. And so one day, when this went on and on and dragged on, and there was another series of pictures again with a few hundred dollars, you know, that kept us alive, and finally Eric said, went to Polk, and he said, if the contract isn't signed tomorrow, I will take my family and I go back to New York, because I cannot wait here for these few pictures and have nothing to do. Otherwise, I came here for this contract, and I will, in New York I was doing fine, and will do fine again. And when he saw that he would lose Eric, the contract was signed. But it was not the same contract that we had done before, but by then we were so, you know, down and had spent, you know, we have, if you remember, we had sent our furniture on. I don't think I spoke about this. I said that we had paid the freight for the furniture, and we had, the furniture was supposed to be sent to Hamburg And then we could order it either to Australia and to America,
yes.
Or to America. And then still in Paris, we got a message from Eric's parents who said that inland, you know, in Vienna, they had heard that the Nazis rifled these lifts, you know, the closed thing. They opened them and took everything valuable out. And